1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hopefully your day is off to an awesome start, and I appreciate you spending it with me. It's always funny because every morning when I come into work, you know, I'm a person of habit. You know, I get in here at 4 o'clock in the morning every single day. And I know there's other people who are very regimented in their work too. They do the same thing every single morning. And so I don't know where this guy works, but every single day when I leave for work and I'm driving, there's a dude in like one of those reflector vests, and he always waves to me every single morning without a beat. I'm driving the same road and the same guy keeps waving at me, and I don't know who this guy is and I don't know where he works. And I'm like, why is it? Does he just get up super early and he wants to go for a walk? Cause like, I kind of understand that, cause I was a bit of a night owl or early morning owl, like when I was younger, just going out, like there's something about being out there when no one else is around. You know, you kind of got your space, but I always give the guy tons of space. I always just drive on the other side of the road because, you know, he's a pedestrian. I want to just make sure he's safe, especially when it's icy out. But I don't know who this guy is, and I wave to him every morning. He waves at me, and I don't know him, and I kind of want to party with him. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I love glamping. I love camping. I love going into the woods and stuff, but I can't do, like, the tent thing anymore. But a lot of people feel the same way. They take their RVs to these parks and whatnot. So 2026 Camp Spot Awards have been announced, and there's a bunch of campgrounds in Michigan that have won the awards. The number one, Weco Beach Campground in Bridgman, Michigan, has been named the number one top public campground in North America. The 1077 RKR app, I took a look at this. They had sent me all of their results of this competition, and it's pretty cool. They've also featured a couple of other park grounds as well. Gladwin City Park and Campground in Gladwin. There's one in Munising, and there's also one in Union as well. I would like to know from you guys, what are some of your favorite campgrounds just to go camping with, just spend like a weekend or an extended weekend or even a week in Michigan? 978-1077. Because I definitely wouldn't mind renting an RV and doing that. That's my idea of camping. A little electricity, please. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Born on this day, we remember the original king of rock and roll, Fats Domino. He was born in New Orleans to a French Creole family, and he's considered one of the pioneers of rock and roll music. He sold over 65 million records and influenced everyone from Elvis to the Beatles. If you've never done a deep dive into this amazing artist, pick up a copy of his greatest hits and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45. 1077 RKR.
Talking on the phone is not my speed. Don't send me no letter cause I can't read. Don't be long cause I'll be gone. We gonna rock and roll all night long cause I'm ready. I'm willing and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready. I'm willing and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll until tomorrow.
1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. There are reports that the Duncan franchise is going to be opening up 48 new locations across the Midwest, and people are hoping to bring a third location to 18 Emerald Avenue on the outskirts of Battle Creek. The OM group has announced that it's seeking approval from city officials to rezone 18 Emerald Ave. Up here on the 1077 RKR app, and kind of have the story about what they're trying to do, like where this is at exactly, if you're not 100% sure where this is located. It's kind of on the corner. Right now, it's basically like a grassy field. I know there's a house nearby, and there's like some pavement over there as well, but they're going to try to rezone it so they could quite possibly putting a new Dunkin' location. That would be the third one. There's two, one off Columbia, one off of Beetle Lake Road. So it's quite possible that they're looking for a third one here. But let me know what you think at 978-1077 if you'd like to see another one of these. I'm not a huge Dunkin' guy, but every once in a while I'll go there, get a plain bagel with some American cheese. I'm old-fashioned like that.
It's time to grab your tie-dye, light some incense, and get ready to go on a far-out magic carpet ride. Because it's story time with Uncle Brad. He's not your average storyteller. Nah, this guy lived it. We're talking thumb out on the highway and a backpack full of dreams. From VW vans to Michigan's Woodstock at Goose Lake, Uncle Brad was there. Riding the cosmic waves of the 60s and 70s, one trip at a time. Now, it's story time.
All right, 107.7 RKR, it's Mark Frankhouse back here with my Uncle Brad and the conclusion to the story that he has been talking about the last 2 weeks, trying to make it out to the music festival into the Rocky Mountains in early 1970s. He's encountered strippers. He's encountered bread truck Jesus freaks. Give us the conclusion. Let us know what ended up happening.
The ride with the hippies in the bread truck that we talked about, they dropped us off in Greeley. It wasn't too bad first thing in the morning, but we were standing there, and there's like very little traffic. And what did go by were cowboys, and all they would do is throw beer cans at us.
Oh, geez.
So we're standing there, and it's getting like about 1 p.m, and it's getting hot. And so we're just thinking, oh, man, are we ever going to get out of here? And all of a sudden, in the distance, I hear like a little calliope. It's going, boop, 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 doo, 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 you know, way off in the distance, very right. faint. And I start wondering, am I hearing things, you know? And it's getting a little louder, and it's coming off to my left down the road towards us. And I look in the off to the left, and the music's getting louder, and the heat waves are going across the road, so it was sort of like, you know, a mirage.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, I saw this little square truck, and it was approaching us, and it was getting bigger and bigger, and the music was getting louder and louder. Well, it gets up to us, and it's a little ice cream truck.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was being driven by a hippie. And so the guy stopped. We flagged him down, and he says, so you boys want some ice cream? I sure do. Yeah. You know, it's only 105 out here. I guess ice cream sounds good. So he ended up selling us ice cream. I mean, he didn't have room for us in his ice cream truck. We got some ice cream, and fortunately, not long after that, this lady picked us up, and she was single, and she had kids, and she invited us. She says, you want to come to my house and stay for a while to get out of the heat and whatnot? And we said, sure. So we ended up, she took us to her house, and we drank colas and whatnot, you know, just sort of refreshed ourselves. But at least it was a little pause in the storm. But I started feeling sick about that time. I got the flu.
Oh, no.
And so she let me crash in her little kid's room in bed until I started feeling a little better. And ended up, we decided we never made it to the Rock Festival. You know?
Oh, my God.
No, we got all the way to Greeley, and I was feeling sick. And then after the strippers and the standing in Grand Island, and we decided, well, let's go back to Kalamazoo.
Oh, all that for nothing. All that for the flu.
I know it. If I wouldn't have got sick, we would have gone. But no, we decided to come back.
That sucks.
It was only the 24-hour flu, too. I could have stuck it out. Just, it would have been easier to go to the Rock Festival and rehabilitate. You know,
but, no. Oh, bummer. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Fazoli's closed down not too long ago, which was super unfortunate, but this is the location on 4615 West Main Street, and turns out that there's going to be a new frozen custard place opening up where that once stood. That's going to be Freddy's Frozen Custard, and the 107.7 RKR app has the news on this. They not only serve frozen custard, but steak burgers as well. I've never had one of these. If you guys have been here before, hit me up, 978-1077. Let me know how these things are. I miss like a good slider place or like a good like steak burger place. So this is like a crucial combination. And just taking a look at this video on the 107.7 RKR app, it's got my stomach rumbling, man. So I'm pretty stoked to check this place out. I've never been to Freddy's before. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikhaus, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. And tomorrow is Friday, which means we are finally to the end of our work week, which means we're going to celebrate the beginning of the weekend early with first beer of the weekend. We welcome in Jake from Presidential Brewing Company every Friday into the studio. We have a great time. We crack that first beer of the weekend and check in with Jake, see what they got coming up for the next week or two. And then we give you a $20 gift certificate on top of it. So make sure you start your weekend early along with us tomorrow, 9:35, right here. We're going to crack that first beer on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freikhaus, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I haven't really done too much in the way of like going to museums until I moved to Kalamazoo. Then I just started spreading my wings a little bit, doing some different stuff. Kalamazoo Valley Museum is geared up for a couple of features, and there's going to be a couple of exhibits. One visiting exhibit through late April is titled Shapeshifting, and that kind of showcases the evolution and artistry of guitar design through 40 unique instruments. And this is up here on the 107.7 RKR app if you want to read about the exhibit. They're going to be doing another one called Black Cowboys, and it's going to allow visitors to examine the untold stories of Black men, women, and children in the pre-Civil War American West. So really cool historical stuff is happening at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum, and we got all the info on these exhibits on the 107.7 RKR app. I even though I'm not a huge fan of Pokemon, when I heard they were going to be bringing in Pokemon bones, that really made me laugh. I was like, okay, you know what? Museums are getting pretty creative and kind of fun.